it though. People relate you to a good time, a good guy, you know, so that's great.
I was a highwayman along the coach road.
And it does not hurt to be a highwayman from time to time if you're going to travel the roads and byways of Wisconsin to get out there hunting and fishing. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in the Shaw with me, Joel Clayfish, on 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, The Shaw. You can ring us up at 844-967-2789 if you've got questions, concerns, or comments. Give us a holler. 844-967-2789. You know, I don't know if I could be much more excited than to have two hunters. One's a taxidermist, and one owns a restaurant. And I think the things I like to do most in the entire world are eat and hunt, and not in that particular order. It does not matter. I think I enjoy the eating as much as I enjoy the hunting. Kyle Schmidt from Northwoods Taxidermy has been with us talking about some great advice if you want to preserve your animal in the form of artwork, and some of the intricacies of what that means, but how important that can be in order to preserve your product and to preserve that hunt and make that hunt a memory of a lifetime, really, is what you're doing with it. Mm-hmm. And Bryant Johnson joins us live. I mean, you definitely are a local celebrity, and I want to say, in order to point that out, Kyle's sitting here. He says, is Bryant coming today to be on the show? And I said, yeah, why? He says, well, I said, do you know him? Well, doesn't everybody know him? I was just at his place last week, a brand new place. I mean, Bryant, you are known in and around Lake Country. You are, you know, a quasi-mayor of Lake Country. And now you have got your own place. Bryant's on the Round in Okauchee, Wisconsin. What can you tell us about it? I've been there already, and what I ate was phenomenal.
Yeah, this is our 11th week starting. I bought the property with my girlfriend Kimberly Stark from First Weber, who's a real estate agent in Lake Country and everywhere. But it was kind of a knee-jerk decision, but the building came up for sale, and I'm like, well, let's do this. You know, so I bought the building.
And you have a storied history in Lake Country with food. And you know, I am a purveyor of fine food. I'm much more of a foodie than I am some professional, knowledgeable character in that realm. But you have actually been on hunts with me. You're a hunter. You're a fisherman.
Not a very good one, but I...
Well, maybe that's because you were sleeping when we went out.
Take it easy, Joel.
But more so than that, you and I have a history because you have worked at places that have sponsored my television show throughout the years. And Cooking Wild Game, I have to say that is probably part of your history and part of the ideas you come up with for your restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, one thing I wanted to do, I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants in Lake Country, obviously, but I wanted to do something that nobody else is doing. I want to be something that kind of off the beaten path, per se, with things that I'm doing. Chef Lee, who's a very, very talented chef, that I brought aboard. He's outstanding. The whole staff is outstanding. But we're doing things differently from everybody else.
Well, how?
Just the creativity aspect of it. Doing a buffalo chicken. We grind our own meat, chicken thigh, chicken breast. Make a buffalo chicken meatloaf. You know, nobody's doing that. A crab ragoon pot pie. Nobody's doing that.
Oh, man.
So it's just creative thinking between the chef and myself, two heads thinking differently, putting things together. The creativity is outstanding. The flavors pop, and it's different.
It is very different. I took a look at the menu, and I ate there, and I have to say your flavor combinations are phenomenal, and they are extremely unique. And you know, in the restaurant industry, that can be kind of risky, because when you offer people what they're familiar with, especially in a regional area, sometimes you'll know it'll go over well if they're familiar with it. So you're kind of taking a chance, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's the cool part of it. My friend owns a graphic company, Shell Graphics, and he can make menus on the dime for us. He even delivers them once in a while. But so the menu changes biweekly. What I think is cool, and you know what I think will sell, or what Chef Lee thinks will sell, sometimes it doesn't sell. You know, cool items, but some things sometimes they just don't sell. So you trade it out with something, come up with a new idea, take the item that's not selling, take it off the menu, put something else cool in, and see how that goes.
Yeah. I think that in the world of taxidermy, in the world of hunting, in the world of media, often people underestimate what human connections mean to their successes. Do you find that, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, being able to talk to people through the media, and now with the power of social media, I think personalities and personal relationships, I often told people back when I was in the legislative days, you know, 85 to 90% of getting a bill to the governor's desk is personal relationships, and 10% of it's the policy that's in the bill. Mm-hmm. And I think if I can give some advice to the folks listening, the personality and the outreach matters to getting that first, that kid in the field the first time to give him a hunt. Mm-hmm. That child is going to have as much of a good time hunting, regardless if they kill something, if the person takes them out, makes sure to talk about firearm safety, does the setup, watches the sunrise, hears the gobbles in the trees, just as your personality, I think, Bryant, is going to be a large factor as to the success of Bryant's on the round.
Yeah, I'm a little bit off the wall.
Except you are not a little bit off the wall.
I mean, I jump off bridges to make, you know, one thing I'm the man of the year for Okachi, which I have to give up that rain coming up soon. But one thing I always get involved with, not just what I'm doing or what other businesses are doing, but I help along. Like I said, you reach a lot of people. I know a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, asking for donations for things to raise money for whatever awareness or who's ever needs the help, I'm very good at that.
Don't you think sometimes people underestimate the fact that in life you get a lot of what you desire or what's good just by asking?
Right.
A lot of times people just aren't asked. We talked last week about how tough it is getting permission on private fields, and really the toughest part is just asking.
Right. Yeah. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah. That's right. If you
guaranteed.
Don't ask.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I always tell people, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I think that that is something that not only you, but many people throughout Lake Country, many of the restaurants and many of the taverns and the folks, I mean, it's so funny the cross-reference here. A lot of the folks who are using Northwoods Taxidermy are the same folks coming into your restaurant. Do you see a lot of the hunters and fishermen throughout the Okachi area? I mean, that's such a water-rich area and a hunting-rich area.
Yeah, it certainly is. There's a lot of people that I developed relationship with that also took me hunting besides yourself. And it's just, I mean, it's creating relationships in every aspect of, I guess, life, you know?
Yeah, and I think that we're gonna end up hunting together again, but I wanna make you make this promise on the air. Whatever, if we harvest something, whether that be goose, turkey, venison, we're going to bring it into the kitchens at Bryant's on the Round, and we're going to come up with a recipe. And I'm going to ask you over the break to think of what you think we might do and work on telling the audience. We're going to give away a couple of secrets here. Kyle's going to give away a hunting secret, and then Bryant's going to give away a secret of something you can do in your own kitchen to make what you're cooking even better, because this show is a great deal about cooking. And how important is it to you, Kyle, the harvest? How in-depth do you get on cooking wild game?
Well, very in-depth, because I take a lot of wild game. So there's no waste involved when it comes to wild game. So you got to get creative. You know, you can only do so much with goose, duck, venison, but you get creative and you make it taste good, and the family loves it. Our favorite meal in the house is venison steaks. You know, we have half a beef in there, quality beef, quality pork chops, but we grab steak when we want a good meal. You know, I mean, venison steak, you know, it's loved, you know, and
nice.
It's we go through a lot of game, just like yourself, Joel.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have to tell you, for those out there wondering who look at the Facebook and the social media and see the stuff on Instagram with the fowl life, you probably think to yourself, how is he so svelte? I'm sure you think that. the fact is, I'm not, and I only take pictures from about midsection up, because I don't need everybody to see my dad bod, you know?
Yeah.
And I work on it constantly. I only eat between the hours of 12 to 6. And I eat 15 grams net carbs a day or less. And one of the things that has become a creative outlet for me is trying to make delicious wild game dishes that are low in carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the beauty is now there are so many different options to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, and you talked about venison, and I use venison, but I use wild goose probably even more. And I'm not sure if this is something you use in your restaurant, but the sous vide. Do you use the sous vide, Brian?
That takes a whole different license, actually, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a different license. If you're smoking or sous vide, it's a different license.
Well, that sounds about like government over-regulation. We'll have to save that for another show.
At its finest, yeah.
But I have to tell you, one of the things that I have learned, and this is going to be my key for the show today, if you like breaded foods that are fried, but you're on a low-carb diet, there's a product out there called psyllium husk fiber. And it's, don't be afraid when you go to buy it, when you go to the store and you say, where is your psyllium husk fiber? They're going to send you to the laxatives. I'm not even joking. And if you look at the Yerba Prima psyllium husk fiber, it says right on the front of the bottle, colon cleanse. I can't make this up.
I believe you. Yeah.
It is a product that's made from psyllium husk fiber, which is a type of wheat type product. It is gluten free though, and psyllium husk fiber is a fiber product that I take and mix with Parmesan cheese, and then I will coat it. The other day I had venison steaks, and I coated them with half psyllium husk fiber and half Parmesan cheese. And then I fried it in Napa Valley olive oil, and it made it crispy on the outside, and I made Sicilian steak with it. And it was unbelievable. So that's my tip.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, we're going to get a hunting tip from Kyle, and we're going to get a cooking tip that you can do in your own kitchen from Bryant Johnson, who just opened recently. Bryant's on the round. We're hoping it's a success, because we hope for all small businesses to be a success in the great state of Wisconsin. We're going to be back on 101 FM WAUK 540 AM The Shaw. Give us a holler at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back with Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish.
One of the things I'm